Here comes.
Mockery rocks.
Ready or not? I am Patrick Boggs. I like to say, Rocky's dead. Pandemic or not, Rocky starts a new school year in a day or so before actually studying or hearing any teacher's lecture. They have an opening ceremony. Mom and son will attend. Not old dad. I don't hide such personal things, such local domestic things, from podcast listeners, but those things are not what we are about. From Reuters News Service, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper defended the removal of Navy Captain Brett Crozier over his letter seeking help for the coronavirus crisis on his ship. The Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the termination was another example of how we hold leaders accountable, with the exception of the commander-in-chief. The Navy's leadership has a culture of swiftly and decisively removing captains if they lose confidence in them, Esper said. That is, the Defense Department loses confidence in the officer. The officer still had the confidence of his crew on the ship. It was a big ship, an aircraft carrier. And now no one reports how many sailors are sick. You don't want sick sailors in confined quarters on that kind of vessel. Crozier's plea for help said that if immediate action wasn't taken, some sailors would die. The spread of the disease is ongoing and accelerating. He said in his letter, we are not at war. But technically, the United States is at war. It's the same old war on terror that started during the Bush administration. Aren't you tired of it? I am. Part and parcel of that ongoing war on terror is what is spent by the Defense Department on March 13th, which was a Friday the 13th. These kinds of money were spent on things other than fighting against coronavirus. And only in some odd roundabout way fighting terrorism. BAE Systems, San Diego Ship Repair, San Diego, California, Huntington Ingalls Industry Incorporated, San Diego, California, and General Dynamics National Steel and Shipbuilding Company, San Diego, California, all together were awarded $171,876,527 firm fixed price modification to exercise option period 4 to previously awarded indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity, multiple award contracts for complex, emergent, continuous maintenance, and Chief of Naval Operations availabilities for amphibious ships, landing platform dock, landing ship dock, handling helicopter assault, and landing helicopter dock. Does it make sense? Does it sound like something that would help in the war on terror, or the new war, the war on coronavirus. That's just one contract. And more money than the taxpayers can afford. Another contract. Mason slash Conley, Seal Beach, JV, Seattle, Washington, was awarded $66,530,000 of a contract, which provides for exercise of options 1, 2, and 3 under a firm fixed-price contract for the construction and building operations of Ammunition Pier, Naval Weapons Station, Seal Beach. The reconstruction of Anaheim Bay Road and the construction of the Smoke Shack Building. Work will be performed in Seal Beach, California. But California is mostly shut down. Mostly people are not going to work there because of the pandemic. One of the more famous contractors for the Defense Department, Northrop Grumman Systems Corporation, Bethpage, New York, is awarded a $49,143,009 cost plus fixed fee and cost only modification to a previously awarded contract for engineering services to support the Littoral Combat Mission Modules Program. Work will be performed at Bethelpage, New York, Mayport, Florida, which is near Jacksonville, San Diego, California, Port Hueneme, California, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Panama City, Florida. That's just 1%, though. Does that count? Washington, District of Columbia, 1%. And various other locations, less than 1%. Engineering services will be provided to support the existing efforts of the Littoral Combat Ships Mission Modules Program, whatever that may mean. A $14,181,070 firm fixed price modification to a previously awarded contract to exercise options for MK-20 MOD automatic grenade launcher. That goes to L-3 Harris, which is a company, in Northampton, Massachusetts. That's still a lot of money, isn't it? Another contract for a company we've already mentioned on the same Friday the 13th. Northrop Grumman Systems Corporation, Marine Systems, Sunnyvale, California, awarded a $11,244,675 cost plus incentive fee contract modification to previously awarded contract for technical engineering services. Cabrillo Enterprises, doing business as R.W. Little, National City, California, South Bay Sand Blasting and Tank Cleaning Incorporated, San Diego, California, and Surface Technologies Corporation, Atlantic Beach, Florida, was awarded. $10 million in round figures. $10 million. For a combined overall ceiling increase due to modifications under previously awarded indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity, multiple award contracts. Oh, yeah? They've already been awarded contracts, and yet they get more money. I'm not going to read all of them for that date, but none of them, I say none of them, have anything to do directly with fighting terrorism or with fighting the pandemic, which is going to kill more people, more Americans, than any terrorism of the moment or previous terrorism. Bose Allen, Hamilton, McLean, Virginia, was issued a contract modification to exercise option period for line items with a ceiling value of $37,892,180 with an effective date of May 27, 2020. This does not include the value of the unexercised options, whatever that might mean. What I want to tell you about Bose Allen Hamilton is that they do not deal in any manufacturing. They are the company responsible for spying on Americans, according to the guy they hired and then fired who escaped to Russia, and what was his name. They are the company responsible for recruiting a guy by the name of Edward Snowden. And then they fired him, and then he escaped to Russia. Do you remember that? I do. I thought he was an American hero. But the company that blamed everything on him is the one I blame everything on, especially wasting taxpayer money. $37,892,180. This is, again, Mockery Rocks. Could become one of your favorite podcasts. Mexican protesters have shut a U.S. southern border crossing amid fears that untested American travelers will spread the coronavirus. Mexico has fewer than 500 confirmed COVID-19 cases, and the U.S. has over 65,000. And this was printed like a few days ago, so probably the U.S. has more now. In the history of American politics, one of my favorite guys was President Eisenhower. One of my favorite Republicans was Ike. But if we delve into history, we find that on April 7th, 1954, he was the guy that coined the phrase or came up with a theory that would keep the USA in Vietnam even longer. The so-called domino theory dominated U.S. thinking about Vietnam for a decade or more. So sad. Two of my favorite actors were born on the 7th of April. The 7th of April, 1964, in Wellington, New Zealand, Russell Crowe was born. A fine movie actor. But even as young as he may be, I say he's way past his prime. Another guy well past his prime was born, let's see, about 10 years earlier than Russell Crowe, 1954, April 7th, Jackie Chan. Do consider paying for this audio presentation. Be a patron by way of patreon.com/rockysdad. You don't have to pay, but if you do want to make sure this thing is still available, still alive, in 6 or 8 months, you should pay. We reject any advertising in favor of audience support. P. patreon.com/rockysdad. And I thank you so much for listening to this Rock of Mockery.